Ambassador, I will come back with a fully fledged position on this entire first bit on historical impact of colonialism on the law this afternoon. But for now, I just wanted to make one little comment. If you move up paragraph 5, I think it's of key importance that you move up paragraph 6 as well, because what I remember is that Professor Angi already also noted quite openly that racism is not only a product from colonialism, and he referred to the Bandung Conference, where it was acknowledged that there are other dimensions as well, and that colonialism alone should not be the only driver to act on racism. Unfortunately, it is a phenomenon that also exists in a number of countries outside of the typical context of colonialism. So those, I think that that is an element that belongs together with what we're mentioning there, the complex relationship between colonialism and racial discrimination.